I put it on the magnifying glass. They already now, you can see they've got the 6 inches we talk about there. It's almost 10 inches. Now, Fafi is looking at Luke Pierce and say, sir, they can't do that. And he says to him, put the ball in. You can't because you're on the back. It's like tug of war and they've got the ascendancy, but you've got to carry on. Now, for me, and that happened in a couple of scrums, I just wanted to make it clear for the viewer there. You can see it now. Now, that's at Advantage Island and our ball in trouble. Then Mahoney comes and he does it again and again. He does it for Munster. He becomes an extra front row. Luckily, we escaped out of the jail there. But that was the situation on our ball. Vic, yeah. You cannot, if the ref allows them to be have to do a pre-hit, even if it's a 6 inches or that much, you're not on. It's like racing you, but you got a running start. It's not on.
Yeah, for me, I think the ref didn't manage the scrums well in that first half. I mean, that scrum... even if you look at Quagga there at the back, he thought it's going to be a reset. He wanted to get up. And remember, in a scrum, you want that pressure there the whole time. The moment Quagga got up, France went down. I think they thought it was going to be a reset. And then he says, put it in. And Ireland is in a very strong position. The next scrum, same thing happened. They also thought it was a reset. And then France and them decided, no, we're not going to be caught again. And we went too hard. And we got the penalty against us. And they got the penalty. I thought Luke Pierce didn't manage the scrums very well. And that's a weapon of us. And it's so important for us because that's where we get our penalties. That's where we get territory in their half, position in their half. So I think in that first half, he took that away from us a little bit.